Okay, we're on Shin Mem Tes, Isan Ob Meis for Tachrichov. Meis Ben Ovi Kochov and Ben Yisrael, Tachrichov Asun Bahano, for Dafka Shizminu Litzoko, the Nostrum Olav. Ava Bazmona Lavod, Afila Som Litzoko, La Acha Shemes, Lo Nesu Dazmona Lav Milsa. V'chein im Nostrum Olav, Lo Hizminim Lakach, Betchila Adain Lo Nesu. So the Mechaba Paskins that we know that we learned from the Shach quotes, we learned this from Miriam. So Mace is Osabano. However, the Mechaba paskins that not only is a Mace Yisrael Osabano, but also a Mace Akum is Osabano. And that's a Chuvis Harashba that holds that way. La Halocha, how we paskin, is not such a Dover Pasha, even though it seems obvious here in the Mechaba. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes that this. First of all, I should mention that Tosis in Bava Kam, in the first Perek, holds that a goy is mutter b'hano, because Tosis asked the sugi by Bor says v'amesi alo misha mesh alo. So why do you need a separate patur of adam v'lo kelim, right? Since adam it has to be misha mesh alo, that and if it's a shore, so then amesi alo it's mutter b'hano. But if it's a person, it's anyhow osabano. So Tosis answers, it's speaking about an eved, it's speaking about a goy. So because Tosis holds that a goy, he sees mutar b'hano, not like this Rashba that's quoted by the Mechaba. La halacha, it's interesting. The Pesachei Tshuva says, says that it could be that the that by Akum that it's osabano is only midrabbanan, not midiraisa. This would for Enfa, the Mish, there's a long Mishnah Melech about this at the end of Hilchas Ovel, the last Mishnah Melech, very long Mishnah Melech. He talks about mummies and so on. People use parts of mummies, I think, as some as mummies, for medicinal purposes and so on. Is it Mutabano, Osabano? So, he quotes that Tosis in Bava Kama. But he quotes a Yerushalmi that says that Meis Akum is Mutabano. So the Rashba is against the Yerushalmi. So unless we say that maybe the Yerushalmi is saying that it's also by not only midrabbanan, but not midiraisa. What's the nafkamina? So if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, Ben Ovi Kochavim, so Pesachei Tshuva says, Ein Tshuvas Evan Shoam, Simon Lamed, Shehel de Meis Yisrael also by not min ha-Torah, Ava Meis Ovi Kochavim also midrabbanan, Umihai Tamikasov Sham, Be'echot Shecholo Choli, She'en Bo Sakona, Va'amra Rofim Shikach Etzim, Mimes, Lechoch Ezer Refua, Omitachwichi Hames, Demutta Likach Etzim of Vikachon, Kevin She'enu El Midravon. So if she holds that Refu, it's Mutta. By Akum, because only Midravon. So, you know, this issue also comes out in terms of cadavers, in terms of medical school. I actually had this once as an occasion. My nephew was at Einstein. And the teacher, apparently their policy was they only used Mase Akum. And then the professor introduced this cadaver, was Mr. Cohen, whatever it was. So he called me. I called them Rabbi Miller about it. And they buried that one. And I assumed that part of this, you know, the heter is because of that. Or this Pesachei Tshuva. Because to be, you know, in terms of that's if it's us, I know.
The heter is that it's the Rabbanon.
No, the heter is either because they pass like the Tosis, right? Or they pass, or maybe Ein Shuchnach passes like the Rashba, not like that, but the Yerushalmi is like that. So it's worth looking at the Mishnah Melech. It's a very long Mishnah Melech about this very issue. And obviously has a lot of consequences, lahalocha. Right? You know, what cadavers could be used for and so on. Whether the Mutabana or not Mutabana.
Medical school is considered a whole.
So maybe, yeah, I would think, or maybe they just hold that it's mutar b'hano. I mean, then there's, you know, the other issue, the corollary of that is the chomus kfuva on Meisei Akum, which is also a shaila. Another Radak in Navi says when they killed the Sane Plishtim, I think it just says they put him in the Ma'orah, and he said because there was no Chofes Kfura, it's only Mishum Tumah, so Kahanim shouldn't come in contact with them. Okay. Next. So, and then the halach and Shulchan Aruch is that you shouldn't bury with other tachrich, you know, other kelim and so on, because it's bal tashchis, because everything associated with the meis becomes osur b'hanor as well. Let's do Shinnun Aleph. Tachrich yameis mutol lasosu mikilayim. Right? The Shach says, okay. Right? So, the enkov and the sameis ela betalis. I mean, the chiddush is that we don't say that that's loyig lavash to put on, because first of all, there's no isa kilayim in a mace, not because he's put them in the mitzvahs, because he's not having hanof from the kilayim. Enkovim es sameis ela betalis yesh bo tzitzis. V'yesh on the ain tzorach tzitzis v'nogul lekovu betzitzis ach sheposlun tchil hatzitzis o kochun echad min hak. Kochen echem in haknofos. So so this is a discussion in Toysus there about okay, you know, in terms of loeg lavash, ain kovim begodim beis begodim kovim ve'en ish malbisa isha ain kovim meis betachrichim yekovim afilu nosif shisrael. Right, and that's the Gemara tells us about. This is mishum tikun ha'olam. The Shach quoted mishum tikun ha'olam shanim enu yechom lasos kein v'gam mishum gasus haruach va. The hashchasa because of the darky Moshe Agos Drishasham, b'shem Mukayosu Perak El Megalchim, Kol Ha'osa Tachrich Noin LaMeis Makirim Bo Shehu Moedi B'Tchias HaMeisim. So Umar Shehabeged Pishni Yenova. So he says, when he says that, that only means that it should be a little bit nicer, because you know this, he believes in Trichazen that when he'll get up, he'll have nice tachrich, you know, nice pkodim as he's getting up. But more than that is forbidden. And the Mor tells us, who was it? I think Rabbi Gamliel, Mzakas Haniim, because he was a Nasi Yisrael, and he was, and he gave instruction to be buried in the simplest fashion, and that was Mzaka everybody. That became so that Haniim shouldn't feel bad that they have to spend so much money on, you know, on the tachrichim and all the that related to the kfuva.
So Mashman, if it wasn't for that, then it would be appropriate to go as far as you. You can't to show your modim b'tchias amesim if it wasn't for the takana.
Right, you know, yeah. So I don't. No, I don't. You know, your modim b'tchias amesim, he's saying, is a little bit more, but to go beyond that is not appropriate. It's not appropriate because he says also it's hashchasa, it's bal tashchis on it, and also it's gasus haruach. So, okay, ha'ish einu korach u'mekasha ha'isha, aval ha'isha korach u'mekareshes ha'ish. Okay. Matzmin enu shomeis v'im niftach piv koshun l'chayiv v'pokim l'kovav achas shemedichin osu b'minei psomim v'gozin sara v'tziponiv u'medichin osu heite b'chol makum she'enoki mikol hatuma. This is the Torah that's here. T'tochim rosho b'beitzim trufim b'kliposim shegilgal hu shechozu ba'oila. The Pisre Tshuva here quotes a Tshuva Chassam Sofer. Olodas Yom O Yomaim Al Pip Kidas Hamalchus for Rubum Miss Navlam Ein Rabin Rotzel His Asik Betara Ulavisha Im Yesh Lahat Latar Ulapsha Miyad Ulalbino Achakach Ulashanis Min Hogami. There was a time, the Chassam Sofer is referring that there was a rule that was given, I think I referenced it the other week, that apparently to make sure that the person was really dead, they didn't let you permit the body in the, because maybe it's just in a catatonic state for 48 hours. So that was the rule. So what do you do? So are you allowed to do the Tara earlier while the body, because otherwise the body's going to begin to decompose, it'll be more difficult to do. So that was the Shah that was asked from the Chassam Sofer.
But what's the Tzad not to be able to?
No, the Tzad is because the minik is due right before the Kfuras. Mitam shadokol lachso hulis navel. Ach baofishna stana atal pi papkuda. Azayesh lavachso latal albisha miyad of lichoch alamabushin sadim vishuv kishiyetu below me piv yachsu vinakehu somach lakfu. In other words, if you know other, there'll be other secretions, you'll clean it again. But he says since the din is quoting the Rambam and the Gemara and Mishnah Shabbos, doesn't mention necessarily dafka right before the kfuah. In this case, where you can't because of kudus hamelech, so you do it earlier. Quotes also that some had the minig of the other pischei tshuva, or v'tachin loshen ayin b'tshuva chesam soifa, shekosev adat lamden echa shehukam the gabai v'rotzel l'shanus mashenogin l'zalif al every hames yain in beitzim meurovim v'amah shematzah b'sefer chachmas adam shemechua hadava hinei chapashti b'sefer ahu v'lo matzasi. Achrei ziluf hayayin mavua biyushalmi sof perek beis deshkolim she'osim ziluf al mitoso ubeitzim ubeit v'kosu v'sefer ma v'yavad uman shofel man choshev levatel zeh b'shogim she'niskom b'ramor v'ani chapashti zeh hanal v'namatsasi v'hu hakuntus matzeves moshe akam hu zal lo kosu shemachu hadover rak hamas she'nogim she'tofim beitzim b'mayim. Kol achalokeach ma'at min hamayim umaza alameis ve'omus ezel v'zerakti alech hamayim ta'om azeh kosev zel michukas ha'goyim ha'amim u'minig mechua ma'ov roi levatlo eliyelchitzu bo rosho ve'ein zer b'chlal hatara klal shenokal likmo tzidei hamayis v'losseis letoch yodo shevet eitz v'korim whatever it is yes levatlo minig zer ki tzorch shiyu yodo pshutos v'im yutzu lahachzik. Because the meaning is that, you know, they say when you come into the world, the baby's hands is closed. When you leave, the meaning is that it's open. Okay, let's continue.
Was this the wine they used to put?
They used to be mezalef wine. Okay, let's continue. Here, Rishona hay megalim pnei ashim mechasim pnei aniim mipnei shemashchim v'shnas batzor v'hayonim chayim misbayshim hiskinishu mechasim pnei hakol. Right, so there shouldn't be a distinction between the poor and the rich. Otherwise, they'll see that the rich, because of the rich, apparently their faces are more loose. They don't get dark like the Aniyim because they're Rav. So it's not to embarrass the Aniyim. They made it universal for the saying that they were Mechasa everybody. Eminich in Sefer Torah Mitosu Shel Chacham. Kvodo Shel Chacham Lotziu Derech HaPesach V'lo L'shal Shel Derech Gagos U'Mita V'shon V'lo L'shanos U'Mimita L'mita. Tinuk ben shloshim yom motzim also bechek lebeis hakfaros v'lo ba'avim v'nikba be'isha achas v'shnei anashim aval lo be'isha echus shnei anashim mishum yichud v'ein omdin alav b'shuva v'ein omdin alav birkas avelim v'tanchumi avelim v'afilu im kimla shekol l'chadashiv. Tinuk shemeis molin also al kivo below bracha v'koron lo shem. Okay. Aimo, this you find this also in Hilchos Mila. Aimo siyemes b'mita, elim kein hayaroshe v'rubo kayim. Where was the halach? It says here that when the mace, if the mace is a tanu chochum, we stand up for the mace when it comes. Do we have that yet? Okay, let's continue. Yesh yesh ba shnei mesin, notzin es harishon, ve'achakach motzin es hasheni. Now, if there are two mesim, the mace that died first takes priority. V'mahoyu malinin harishon, motzin hasheni, hasheni. Right? But if they're going to, for some reason, for example, they're waiting for a bigger crowd or for a kloivim to come, so then they take out, then you're allowed to take out the second one first. Chochom, the Tamil Chochom, Motzir, HaChochom, Tamil Chochom, Motzin, HaChochom, Tamil Chochom, Amahoretz, Motzin, Tamil Chochom, Ish, V'Ishi, Motzin, HaIsha. Even though normally the halacha is that Ish comes before Isha, that's the Mishnah Horias for Demas, but here Isha comes first. Why? Neshi, Krovel, Lebe, Hanivel, Hotziu, HaRishin, V'Kavruhu, Aimed om the Ola Beshura, the Ain Omra La Birkas Avalim, Lotan Humi Avalim, Achi Yotziu Hasheni. Let's say they violated this and they buried the one that died second first, so they don't continue. So the Shura and the Tanchumi Avalim, the Birkas Avalim, has to wait till they bury the second one, and then they go back to till they bury the second one who they buried, who was really supposed to be the first, right? To go back. For Kavu born the Om the Meshur Menachem who potun is a rabbin. The aim Menachem Shnei Avelim ke Echad Elim ken Hayek Foldim Shava Vikilusim Shava. Okay. Now in this halacha, it's a famous word that they say from Reb Chaim. Rav Zevin has it in Ishim Veshitos that there was a Maisa in Brisk that somebody died and two people died and they buried the one that died second first. He was an influential person, and the people came, the family of the one who died first came to complain to Reb Chaim about it, because it's Shelo Kedin. You have to bury the first one who died first and then the second. Here they inverted it because he was an influential person. So Reb Chaim looked in the Rambam and he looked and looked, and then he closed it and he said that I will speak to the Chevra Kedisha, right? But you have no time. But you don't have a taina. So no one understood. I mean, manushach, if you can admonish the Chevra Kedisha, then they talk have a taina. So Reb Chaim explained. The others asked him afterwards. Reb Chaim explained. He said, "And what did you discover by looking at the Rambam 70 years? You don't even find this halach in the Rambam." So Reb Chaim said like this: I looked in the Rambam to see how the Rambam quotes this. I looked in Hilchos Avil, and I saw that the Rambam doesn't quote it in Hilchos Avil. So the reason the Rambam doesn't quote it is because this is an algemeine general halacha. What's the general halacha? Ein mavir ala mitzvos. But it's not a specific halacha of kavod hameis. Otherwise, the Rambam would have quoted it where? He would have quoted in Hilchos Avil. So he said the Chevra Kedisha did wrong because they violated this general halacha, which is a chiv on them in terms of mitzvah ein mavir ala mitzvos. Right, but you don't have a taina because this wasn't the halacha is not halacha because of kavod hameis. It's not a hilchos avelus halacha. For her right, the Rambam doesn't quote it hilchos avel. That's the story that's told by
Rav Chaim.
In other words,
Nachamina would have been.
Well, then they would have a taina.
But what can they do?
No, I don't know if there was, he could be fayest in a moment or something, but then there was a halacha. It's not a kavod hameis hilchos avel halacha. It's the universal halacha of Ein Mavir al Mitzvos. Ein Mavir al Mitzvos relates to the chiyuvim of every yid, in terms of Ein Mavir al Mitzvos by all mitzvahs. So that's how the Chevra Kedusha did the mitzvah. But it didn't in any way diminish the kavod hameis that in terms of, which one was buried first or second.
What did it mean? I'm sorry. What did
Please.
It mean with Motzina Isha, that the Isha first because Krova was Bayan Ibo?
I think it means because of different secretions and so forth. And look here in the Piskei Tshuva. So the Kivega says, "A filo mesa ish kodum lo ve'ein chil pozeim ben yoldo leskena v'ani mesupik im bebeis noshim echad yoldo ve'echad skena im ein ha yoldo kodemis lehotzia leskena shemesa kodum lo." Okay, let's continue. Okay. Emenichim mitu shall sell isha b'chob minei ha-covered. Meish lo hayo lo tzorche kfu v'govu lo v'osiru im ishi govu yichdu l'tzorch zeh ha-meis yidnu li yoshov v'im lav yasu mehem tzorche meis machen. They made a collection for a poor person who died. If it was for a specific person, then the Yoshim get it. If it was just a general, the Hebrew burial society, not for a specific mace, so then it goes to tzedakah for tzorchei mason, other mason. Isa halonos hamace, shindun zayim. Os lahalon hamace, el imkin helinu lechvodo, lahavi laorin v'tachwichim, on mekononos, okate shavo krovim, o lahashmiya ayoros. Right, so halonus ames, which is an isa diuraisa, losanon, right, an asay and a los asay, cover tikpareno. But if you lechvodo, it's permitted. So here's, for example, to wait, right, if there are close family members who can't get the food on the same day of death, so we wait. We wait for them to come. Lechvodo is permitted, right?
If it's a din the oraisa, what's the
Because the p'tur is because the path of the halacha is because it covered a mace. In the halacha, there shouldn't be malice because it covered a mace, so therefore the chvodo is permitted. Pischei Tshuva has a shayla lechvodo tzorchim b'motzo horog v'lo nado mihu u'lefi where is this v'im le'nevashu bal isha. Shubal isha achas imutorin lahalino achetovo ishto ulai taget simonim uvchokim vefshir gam mikre lechvodo kadeshi bonov yis ablu v'yomu kaddish. You notice they found a person, they don't, it's an unidentified body, right? And we don't know who it is, so, but we think that it may be that this is the husband of a certain feet, that it seems, right? They have some evidence, but not for sure, that this is this woman's husband. So we should wait till the woman comes, so she can bring us, you know, sumum of hakim to identify him, dental charts, whatever it is. And that's also maybe called lechvodo. Also, this way the children would know and be they can miss abel on him, say kaddish. Okay. Call. So I'll just tell you, Reb Chaim had a suffix. I heard this from the, you know, the halach of halonis hames is first Pesachu, it talks about, you know, the Isid Halonis Ames, is it, you know, if they waited to the night, what if they, do you have to wait the whole night? Or is it just even part of the night? So he thinks it's the whole night. So Reb Chaim had a shaila in this Halonis Ames. In this Isid Halonis Ames, is it, once, let's say you were malin the mace, right? You waited a day, right? Is it every second there's an Isur? Or does it continue? Or does it, no, once you were over, you were malin the mace. But it's not that every second now, once you malin the mace, it continues. What was the shaila? How did it come up? This was the shaila. I heard this from the Rav. He said, you know, maybe we'll come to it again. The halacha is on Yontif Sheni, we permit kfura, correct? Why is that? Because Yontif Sheni l'inyan meis kechol shavu rabbanon. Since Yontif Sheni is only rabbanon, legabe meis, it's like chol. So this was the ma'isa that happened. Somebody died in, I think it was in Chaslavich, where Moshe was the rav. I'm just saying, maybe before he was in Chaslavich, and they died before it would have been before 2 day Yontif, right? A Yontif. So the shaila was, should they do the kfura now, Erev Yontif, but they wouldn't have as many people, so till people would come, they'd have more people, because it was right before, I guess, you know, not enough time, Erev Yontif, to get the people together, or should they wait and do the kfura and Yontif Sheni? So Reb Moshe said they should do the kfura and Yontif Sheni. Why? So the shaila is, are you allowed to do the kfura on Yontif Sheni? In other words, maybe on Yontif Sheni, since I could have done the kfura, what? Erev Yontif, so maybe it's not doicha Yontif Sheni, right? So Reb Moshe said, no, the loch of Yontif Sheni, since on Yontif Rishin is nikba ayde amamim, Yontif Sheni is a filu ayde sroel, and the Gemara says, why? Because Yontif Sheni l'inyan meis kechol shav yurabonon, so said Reb Moshe said that legabe Yontif Sheni, it's not that it's tchuya, it's hutra. In other words, legabe Yontif Sheni, it's not what? It's not Yontif, as relates to the loch of kfura. Right? For what's Torah Chameis. So Moshe said that he gave instructions to do exactly that. And he sent a telegram later to Reb Chaim to ask what he was masking with his psak. So Reb Chaim said, this I think the way the Reb Chaim said, he agrees with the psak, per se, that it's hutra. But he has one shaila about this. Indeed, it's hutra. But he had a shaila. What's the loch? Why is it hutra? Yontif Sheni. Indeed, it's hutra. In other words, it's more than hutra. It's in other words, kechol shavum. It's like chol. But is that because on Yontif Sheni, it's mutta because we don't want you to violate the loch of halonis hameis, right? So therefore, in order not to be malin the mace, we're mata even aydei yisrael yontif sheni because it's kechol shavu rabbanon, correct? But he said in this case, where the person died erev yontif, right? So he has a shaila. What's the locha now of halonis hameis? Is halonis, since already they were malin the mace? Do you say there's no locha, the isa of halonis hameis, the isa no longer applies? And it's one time. If you were malin more than, you know, doing the kfu that day and the next night, so it's not that every second the lo solon continues. So no, maybe it does. Maybe it's every second. The more you malin, the more is the isa. So he said if you say that lo solon is every second, so then your psak is for sure right, because it is indeed kechol shavu rabbanon, right? It's not just that tchuya. But if you say that what? That the reason is because of halonis ames, like Reb Chaim presumed. So now the shaila is, are we saving anything in terms of halonis ames? So maybe there's no halacha of kechol shavu rabbanon. Kechol shavu rabbanon, in other words, to avert the bal tolin. And that's the story I heard from the Rav.
And what was
Maskon? No, the Maskon of Moshe ordered to. Reb Chaim just said afterwards he was Masupik about this. Masupik.
And the Rav?
No, that's, he just told the story, right? Okay.
And does everybody agree that that's the That's the matir, the code that's based on Halanas Hameis, or is it a separate?
No, that was Ruchaim.
That
was Ruchaim. That's all everything. The first is Ramosha, which is not everybody agrees. You know that's, but there are many rides in the Gemara. That, I mean, there are things that may depend on that. By the way, you know, I think Ramosha has a tshuva. This became, well, we'll get to it when we speak about it later on. Rav Kachoshi of Yerubana actually became recently a very big tumult because the Rav Mantel of Broyes, the minig in Broyes was always that they did it for a Yontif Sheni. Our minig is we don't generally do it because we're worried that people will end up doing beyond B'machal Yontif. But Broyes always did, which was, you know, permitted Mikra Din. So that became, and he stopped it. So that became very controversial because that was the minig in Frankfurt the Main. That Ramosha has a tshuva about whether it applies nowadays, Kechol Shev Rabbanan, because since we have refrigeration and so on, so maybe the tzorich is not as great, and maybe that it's not permitted because you preserve the body through refrigeration. There's less nivul ames. So Ramosha has a tshuva about that. But let's wait till we get to that halachas. All right, I mentioned it only to tell you Reb Chaim's chiva about halonas ames. Okay. Let's continue. Kol hamesim hamemayla hotzi mitoso harezim meshubach, aval ovav imo harezim meguna. Elam ken haya erev Shabbos or erev Yontif, osha gshomim zalfim al mitoso. In other words, because on all mesim, look in the Shach, he explains why. Lefisha ein derech la. Lahaspid ulis abalaleim habe hilchach yosef covered lehem mikishnikbam bimheira mishayamdu habe velo yaspidu aval ovav imel shechayv lahaspidam ulakonan aleim habe memayla hotzi harezim meguna. Okay. Next halacha nosi hamita b'tura mikriyashmo tefila. So nosi hamita v'chiduvim v'chiduvim ben. Ben osim shehem lifnei hamita ben osim shel achareha mi'achas shel hamita tzorach behem p'turim mikriyashma v'sha amalavim es hameis she'ein lamita tzorach behem chayovim. These are mishnayos and brachas. Ein motziin es hameis somach l'kriyashma kol she'ein shos lotzil l'kovro kodim she'agi man kriyashma v'im hizchilu lotzil ein mafsikin k'dei l'kros. Okay.
So that's why levayas generally are in the later morning and not.
I think a lot of consideration is practical consideration when people make it. B'mokum she'es katofim yuchodim lases es amita. But you're right, that would just is absolutely consideration. Asurim ben ilas asandal shema yafsik asandal shel echamihem v'nimtza mis'akiv mihamitza. Yesh mekom shenogosh avel miyotzim rishim in habayis v'akrovim v'hamita achreim v'rechokim nosnin hameis al hamita v'lochim ha'avelim v'akrovim hamita al kasveim v'achakach shah ha'am. Yesh yom kishemagim im hameis l'kvoros mamidin also kol dalet amas kodim shenikba v'chein nogo ha'idna lamidu beiz v'gimel ha'pamim. That's right, we do that kol ha'modos. Kodim she'omim alav tzidah kadim, but yomim she'ein omim tzidah kadim, ain't shichin lahamid also. So look in the Shach, kosev ha'terezov, that's levush, v'tam ha'amoda shemati k'dei lahavriach ruchos ha'tumah ha'rotzim lahachzik bo, shel lahachnas imo l'kfura, ki kishim amidin also holchim lahem, u'b'yomim she'ein omim behem tzidah kadim, ain't tzorch lahamid also, ki b'yom zeh ain kol kach ruchos tmeyos mitzuyos. But this is aminik, that we do three, and we say, Yosha, we say Elyon, and each one as we stop, right, in the Gevurah.
Sfarim don't do it?
I don't know. Okay. Sin Samach, okay? In Pogo, Meis Vakala, Mila, Ezer Kodim. In Pogo, Meis Vakala, Zebezeb, Mavirin, Hameis, Melifne Hakala. וכן אם אין בעיר כדי לזה לזה, מקדימים מכניסים הקלה לחופה, ואחר כך קובעים המס. Right? And this is because this is what I will say is the general, because Kvod HaChaim takes precedence over Kvod HaMesim. Look in the Shach, he says that, Lachnisin Lachupa del Olam Mitzis HaChaim Kodemis La Mitzis HaMesim. Ve'ike Mitzis HaKala Lachnisin Lachupa Mishum Lo Tobro. Okay. Aval Achad Shinichnas Lachupa V'yesh Lefonav Lenachem Ovel Usamea Chosen Tanchume HaOvel Usamea Chosen Tanchume HaOvel Kodem. Right, so Tanchume Avelim precedes what? Right. So why is that? So that is because, and the Rambam calls this because Tanchumi Avelim is a chesed im hachayim v'im hamesim. And this is only a chesed, right? Or for example, the halach is bika choylim and nichum avelim. So the halach is nichum avelim comes first, because this is a chesed im hachayim v'im hamesim, Tanchumi Avelim, right? And the other one is a chesed only, is a chesed im hachayim, bika choylim. So I heard from the Rav, that the pshat is that when you say it's a chesed im hachayim and chayim im hamesim, it means that avelus nichum avelum is not just a chesed. Nichum avelum is to say that chesed im hamesim means it's a kiyum in the avelus. Part of avelus is that it requires menachemim. You know, menachemim is not just a chesed to the avel. It's part of the niyug avelus that people should come and be menachem the avel. For Havai, the Rav said, that we'll see, we're going to get to it later on. It's not just a matter, it's a keem in the avelus. For Havai, that if a person dies never, and there are no krovim at all, so the loch is that you're supposed to tzibus set certain people and others come each day to menachem them. You know, they switch over. So these, they're not the avelim. What's the keem to have Menachemim come? So he said, because that's Kovod HaMesim. So it's part of the Kiyum Avelus. And therefore, the halacha is that the Avelus, the Rav explained, when does Avelus end on the seventh day? Mishiyamdu HaMenachemim. Generally, we assume that's when after the minyan in the Beis Ovel, people are not going to come anymore. So then we tell the Ovel that he can get up Mixu Yom Kikulo. But not before that. Why Mishiyamdu HaMenachemim? Because that's part of the Niyug Avelus, that Menachem should come. So that's why Tanchumi Avelim comes before what? Before Bikacholim. We're going to talk about that a little bit more afterwards. Kodem v'chein havos ha'ovel kodem l'mishnah shel chosun. The Sudas Havor that we have. Right, the Sudas Havor is also, I heard from the Rav many times, the Sudas Havor is part of the Kiyum of Nichum Avelim as well. Look in the Shach. V'chein havo ha'ovel kodem mipnei shehachosun ochel mishalo u'machel achem v'ovel enu ochel ad sheachil machem. Okay. Ha'chosun v'ovel Beis HaKnas yotze ha'chosun im ha'shishpun of tchila v'achkach ha'ovel v'ha'menachemim v'chein ha'kruim shalahem ochlim im ha'chosun ha'meis v'ha'mila mila kodemes v'mu meis mitzvah kodem. So and this halach is because meis mitzvah. Yeah, the Shach says, "Akol asim l'kosh meis mitzvah koin l'chol davar shebetoyra." Okay. Halvayis hameis ubitul tametoyra l'halvayaso. So I'm going to stop here. We'll pick this up. So I'm not sure exactly when the next year is going to be, because I'm going, I have to see if I can give one next Sunday morning, but I'm going to Israel for a week, and I'm going to miss two Sundays. So we'll figure out how we do that, okay?
I'm not sure about next Sunday.
Right.